You are listening to the Blessed Sacrament Roman Catholic Parish podcast. We are disciples in mission who know God, love God, and serve God.
This moment, this moment we come across a divine crossroads, this intersection that God has prepared for us in this prayer, in this liturgy, in this mass here as we gather around the altar, this prayer of the church, we enter into a divine drama, the outpouring of God himself here on this altar, his very life made manifest, this Trinitarian reality poured out before us. The Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, this eternal gift of love which makes God himself. God who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the Father giving everything he has to the Son, the Son receiving all that the Father is, responding with all that he is in love, and both in love give themselves to the Holy Spirit, which is then returned. This eternal give and take, this eternal offering and receiving, this is what it means to say God is love. This is the dynamic love which underrides all of reality. This is the dynamic love made present on this altar. The ancient Greeks would use a phrase to describe this, perichoresis, which means dance. This eternal dance of love within God himself. This is what we're being invited into. This is what we've come to contemplate and to receive. This is the profound nature of the liturgy, then, where the human and the divine intersect. This divine life coming now in our midst, this incarnational reality. Jesus became incarnate, the Son of God, the eternal God himself, taking on our human flesh, dwelling amongst us, becoming human like us. And now he does it again here in this liturgy. He comes to dwell in our midst. He comes to dwell within us. This is the mystery that we enter into. This is the mystery the Mass engulfs. It is as if it's a river of grace pouring out from God himself, from this divine love, this river of love pouring out of this altar that we get to dive into, to immerse ourselves in. And by doing that, we grow in this imitation, in our likeness of God himself. This river which has its own ebbs and flows, it rises and sinks according to its own will. We come and we swim in that stream. This ebb and flow, which is almost the heartbeat of God. As we immerse ourselves in, our heart starts to beat in unison with God's own heartbeat. We move in the midst of this river and are taken away into the joys of his grace, of his very life itself. So let's dive in. Let's dive in and see what the Lord has to offer us. There's so many fruits of this liturgy that we can open up in the opening prayer, which was a little high, sorry. In the opening prayer, we see the desires of God. We see how his heart is beating in this liturgy here today, what the ebb and flow is going to be of this river today. The prayer, opening prayer, which I'm sure you're all paying very close attention to, started off saying that your holy people may be united in a single purpose, that we may love what you command and desire what you promise. That we may love what you command and desire what you promise. What does it mean to love love itself? God who is love, how do we love love itself? And if we think of love as desiring the good for another, right? Not just quick feelings or anything like this, racing heartbeats, but desiring the good for this person. How do we desire the good for goodness itself? Well, the answer is to desire what he desires, to want what God wants. This is to love God. This is to love who he loves is loving God himself. And so we say, yes, Lord, let me love your commands. Let me love what you want me to do. Let me desire the promise of that fullness of love, love of neighbor, love of self, love of God alone. Let me desire that along with you. And the prayer goes on, of course, to say that in the midst of the uncertainties of this world, that we may cling to those desires. And we do live in an uncertain world, right? There's all sorts of uncertainties in the world itself, in our nation, heck, even in the parish here, as we go through this transition, there are uncertainties, and yet it is here diving into this life of grace, this divine effusion of his love for us, that we are renewed. And so what is it that he's renewing us in this first line again? Unite us in a single purpose. The unity of the people of God, the unity of the body of Christ. We, his people, members of his church, we are the body of Christ. As we come to this altar to receive his body and his blood, we become his body. It's the are what you eat theology. We become what we consume. What a great mystery. What an amazing transformation that we become one. And maintaining that oneness, then, is his call for us. As we heard in the first reading, he desires to gather the nations, that they may come from the east and from the west, and dwell in the house of God, that all may be part of this one body of Christ. Now, this changes our paradigm, changes the way we see the gospel here today. Jesus says, strikingly, right? Someone asks him, will many be saved? And Jesus doesn't answer this question. He says, strive to enter the narrow gate. Strive to enter the narrow gate. And this narrow gate is within his body itself. He goes on in the Gospel of John to say, I am the gate. I am the gate. As we enter into this communion, this unity of the church, the unity of his body, we enter in through the gate, the narrow gate, but only if we're one. Only if we're united. Only if we together move forward through the uncertainties of the world, through the challenges within the church, through in the struggles with our family, as we maintain that unity of the body of Christ. We live out this divine grace we receive here in this altar. We either enter in the gate as one, united, or dispersed, go out into the darkness. Individuals rejecting one another into where there's wailing and grinding of teeth. This unity of love is what allows us to enter and to experience that joy. As we share love with one another, as we use acts of charity, as we build each other up with our words and our actions, this lifts up that unity that Christ is making happen in his church, in his body. On the contrary, if through sins, through gossip, through backbiting, through greed, through envy, jealousy, lust, through these sins we break down those bonds, we lose that unity, and we become an individual just wandering in the wilderness. And so here today, let us receive this grace from Jesus. In this altar, let us receive that power of the Eucharist at work in our lives, his body and blood transforming us into this unity, that we may desire that which he promised, that fullness of his joy in heaven. And as we live out his love, his grace, his life here on earth, we may have the foretastes of that heavenly joy here and now.
Thank you for listening to the Blessed Sacrament Roman Catholic Parish podcast. We are disciples in mission who know God, love God, and serve God.